Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Today, join Gloria and Kelly Copeland as they prove from Scripture that our walk with God will produce real fruit and real credentials that reveal our faith in Jesus Christ as Lord.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Kelly is with us today to share some good things. We're going to have some stirring revelation today. In Jesus' name, amen. So we're glad you're here. Just sit back and enjoy the Word of God. We're talking about the fruit of the Spirit, which is a very important thing, asset that happened to us when we got born again. And now it has to be developed and yielded to, and that's where all the awesome flow of peace and blessing and increase and your faith works good when you're walking in joy and love and peace. Hallelujah. So, Kelly, we're all ears.
You could say we're talking about the fruit of the Spirit. You could say we're talking about oneness with Jesus, because that's how it struck me, that the result of oneness with Jesus is the fruit or the proof or the evidence that He is in you. And really, we could relegate the phrase fruit of the Spirit as a nice phrase for a coffee mug or a plaque on your wall that came from the Christian bookstore. Or we can really break that down and understand that by walking with Jesus, that's walking in the Spirit. Oneness with Him is walking in the Spirit. And as He said, as we're going to read this week and next, when you walk in the Spirit, you don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. You don't walk in the works of the flesh. But so many people, they want to do what God's asked them to do. They have a desire to have a new life, but they're missing that step of oneness with Him, which makes those things come out of you. Instead, they're trying to make those things happen in their lives, which Satan doesn't mind if you're on that gerbil wheel the rest of your life trying to please God, trying to please God. But our life with Him is not about that. Excuse me. So we're going to break that down. And to me, it's exciting because we're talking about the difference between keeping the law and a relationship with Jesus.
That's right.
One of the callings of this ministry is to help people go from religion to reality, religion to relationship with Jesus. So it's exciting. It's an exciting study. I got so caught up in it that I didn't really necessarily make that good of notes because I was just reading. I kept reading. I've started a lot of this week and next week. I usually read out of the New Living, which I really enjoy. But I've been reading the Passion Translation, and I highly recommend it. We're going to start, though, in Philippians 3. And if you see something you want to bring out that's in your translation there, but I'm going to start with the Passion Translation in Philippians 3. I have got this thing all marked up, so if it's all right with you, we'll just read and stop and talk as we see something that we need to discuss. But it was just
teacher,
so good.
You got it.
I got my glasses on. There you go.
You look the part.
I look smart. It says, my beloved ones, don't ever limit your joy or fail to rejoice in the wonderful experience of knowing our Lord Jesus. I thought, that really expresses fruit. Don't limit your joy or fail to rejoice in the wonderful experience. See, we know Jesus. It's not just something that happens on a piece of paper. Okay, now we can check that off, or you get a certificate, or you read in the Bible what knowing Jesus is about, but there's no experiencing. That's not life with Him. If that's the way your life is,
it's a good start.
You start there, but life with Him is experiential.
Absolutely.
And so if you feel like, I'm not experiencing Jesus, you will. By the end of this week and next week, you will be experiencing Him in your daily life because it's what He's all about. He says, verse 3 says, we've already experienced heart circumcision, and we serve God in the power and the freedom of the Holy Spirit. You know, walking in these things brings power, but it also brings freedom. God wants us free. As I said, Jesus paid a high price for us to be free. We are those who boast in what Christ Jesus has done and not in what we can accomplish in our own strength. I wrote in my Bible here, Martha. That's what, she was accomplishing what she was accomplishing in her own strength, and it was frustrating her. And Jesus says, girl, you're so distracted.
You're troubled about many things.
So we're going to look at that in a little bit. But I started thinking about how much of her own strength was involved in what she was doing. And Mary was sitting receiving from Jesus. It's true that I once relied on all that I had become. I had a reason to boast to impress people with my accomplishments more than others. And he goes on to talk about his pedigree. He's born a true Hebrew, son of a Jewish man, circumcised, raised strict Orthodox Judaism. I mean, we're talking Paul here. He was of the best of the best. He says, living a separated and devout life. He lists his credentials that he used to base his life on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's so easy to do, especially if you've been a Christian for a while. You can start basing your, well, you should listen to me because da-da-da-da-da. Or I can make this decision because, you know, I've had so much success already in my ministry or in my business. You know, our credentials should never be more than the fact that we have the Spirit of God on the inside of us. Sure, you accomplish things with Jesus. Sure, He's given you gifts that were gifts, not because you're so awesome. I mean, He gives us gifts. But if we don't keep our mind on that, we start living by our credentials. You know what I notice here? He talks about living a separated and devout life as a Pharisee. You know, he didn't talk about being separated to Jesus, separated to God. He was living his separated life as a Pharisee. Well, we could live a separated life as a, well, I'm non-denominational. Well,
you know,
I'm a preacher.
When you get to heaven, Paul may want to discuss some of these things with you.
That's right.
Get too critical.
That's right. Well, you know, I'm living my separated life. I'm a Baptist. I'm a this. Well, I'm a this. Whatever that is not, I am born again and Jesus is my Savior. Those are our real credentials. And of course, we appreciate the things that we know, but we don't live our life from the power of that place. Because what happens is it makes you judgmental. You begin living your separated life as whatever class of person you are. You begin to judge other people that aren't like you. You know, recently, Mom, and all of this speaks of grace. Recently, the Lord really, he was talking to me about not being judgmental and talking to me about grace. And he said, this is the way I heard it, everything that I know that I might think, I'm so glad I know that about the Lord, or I'm so glad I know that about the Word, or I'm so glad I know this truth, whatever it is, about raising kids or about preaching or about being kind or being loving or how I might handle things. And even the things I've learned in the last few years, I feel like I've learned more in the last 3 or 4 years than I learned in 50 years. But everything that I know is that's good is by the grace of God. If I know it and it's something that's helpful and good to me, then it's because of the grace of God. He taught it. He opened my eyes to it. He showed it to me. So if I get caught up in in my own knowing of it, instead of the grace of God of it, then it allows me to become judgmental of somebody else that's not walking in what I know. But if the grace of God showed me what I know, then one of the biggest reasons for it, other than the fact that He loves me, one of the biggest reasons He shows me something is so I can show it to somebody else. Not just like, not in a finger wagging way, but to be able to be the open book of grace that His Holy Spirit was to me, or maybe another preacher was to me, an open book. Maybe it was you. You've shown me so much of the grace of God. I learned much from you, but you didn't judge me. You just stuck with me all these many years. And so if I know something, it is not only the grace of God for me, it's the grace of God in me for you, if it's something you don't know. Well, it's so hard to be judgmental and have that attitude about stuff, because you realize that only by the grace of God do I know it.
Absolutely.
So having that attitude in your mind really does set you free from being judgmental, but having the mindset of your credentials and what you accomplish totally sets you up to be judgmental of somebody else, because you've forgotten who you got that from. I just thought that was good. He says, concerning the righteousness of the Torah, no one surpassed me. I was without peer and a fiery defender of the truth. So you can defend the truth and still be in the wrong if your heart is not in it as a connection to Jesus, if you're mindful of your own abilities. He says, though, yet all of the accomplishments that I once took credit for, I've now forsaken them, and I regard it all as nothing compared to the delight of experiencing Jesus Christ as my Lord.
Praise God.
He said, all that is nothing. He said, to truly know Him meant letting go of everything from my past, throwing all my boasting and all that I thought made me better than others on the garbage heap. It's all like a pile of manure to me now, so that I may be enriched in the reality of knowing Jesus Christ and embrace Him as Lord in all of His greatness. So you let go of all of your greatness to embrace Him in all of His greatness. So really, that's in essence what we're talking about when you talk about the fruit of the Spirit. So I'm connecting these, embracing His greatness inside of us as opposed to our own abilities, which is a work of the flesh.
Yeah.
And if you look at the works of the flesh, you know, they keep you from really knowing Him. Pride, or maybe I should say this, they're the result of not really knowing Jesus. Pride is like a wall. But when He's breached that wall. Jesus has breached the walls. But pride and ego and shame and all the works of the flesh, you build up your own wall to Jesus. He's breached the wall, all the wall that needs to be breached. And you have to get in His feet. There's no wall between Him and you, but there can be a wall between you and Him. That sounds the same, but it's not. There's no wall from Him coming this way. But the walls get built up by our flesh going from us to Him. Because He's done everything He can do to fill us with Himself. So we have to draw near. As we draw near, He draws near. My passion is to be consumed with Him and not cling to my own righteousness based on keeping the written law. My righteousness will be His based on the faith of Jesus Christ. I thought this is really good. His faith is engaged in our coming to Him. He is actively believing and engaged His faith for you and I to be in His exact image.
Praise
for
God.
Us to look like Him, for our righteousness to be based, our righteousness is based on His faith. So I thought that was really good. We'll come back to right here, because all of these things talk about focus. Well, let me finish this right here. Let me finish a couple of these, and then we're going to go to Mary and Martha. He says, by His faith, I will fully experience oneness with Jesus. We couldn't have oneness with Jesus had Jesus not exercised His faith for us to be able to be one with Him. He did exercise His faith. He did the work. He did all of the doing that needed to be done from His part for us to be one with Him. It says, by His faith, I will fully experience oneness with Jesus. I love this. And the explosive power of His resurrection working in me. When you start living in oneness
Praise
with Jesus,
God.
His resurrection power begins to explode. What does it mean to explode? Come out of its box. Come out of its shell. Come out of its place in your heart and come out here. And what does that describe? It describes fruit. You know, fruit is out here. We call it the fruit of the Spirit because it's the outgo of having His Spirit inside of us. But until you let that come out, it's really not fruit yet. If you're not walking in it, it's just inside the tree. But we're going to hear this week and next week about how to get what's been deposited in you from in here out here. Because when it comes out here, it begins to affect all of your life in a, like this says, an explosive power of His resurrection. I will be one with Him in His sufferings, and I will be one with Him in His death. I'll be one with Him receiving the new life that He gave me. There's a sense of suffering in that because you don't just do what flows. You have to stand up and stand for something. But I'm one with Him in His death in that the old is gone. The old nature is gone, and there's a new nature that's come. Only then will I be able to experience complete oneness with Him in His resurrection from the realm of death or from bondage. He says, I haven't acquired the absolute fullness that I'm pursuing, but I run with passion into His abundance. He has it all. We haven't attained it all yet, but when you begin to get intimate with Him, when you begin to experience oneness with Him, that begins to come out of your life, and we begin to grow in these things. He says, so that I run with passion into His abundance so I may reach the destiny that Jesus Christ has called me to fulfill. And He wants me to discover. Isn't that good? I don't depend on my own strength to accomplish this. However, I have one compelling focus. So think about Mary and Martha again. Depending on her own strength. She depended on her own strength, but Mary had one compelling focus. I forget all the past. As I fasten my heart to the future instead, I run straight for the divine invitation of reaching the heavenly goal and gaining the victory prize through the anointing of Jesus. So let all who are fully mature have this same passion. And if anybody's not gripped by these desires, God will reveal it to him. We're not in this by ourselves. He will open our eyes to these things and let us advance together to reach this victory prize following one path with one passion. Now, I'm going to come back to this, but I want to talk, we're going to go briefly to Mary and Martha in Luke 10. Turn over to Luke 10, 38. I pray you stick with us this week and next because I really believe that this is life-changing. It's changed my life in so many ways. He has changed my life with these truths. And I believe, and Mom, it's changed your life with the fruit of the Spirit, the truth. So it'll change your life too. Mary and Martha, Luke 10, 38. Liz, Mom, you want read this in the Amplified for me. 10:38, it's like right in here.
Now while they were on their way, it occurred that Jesus entered a certain village, and a woman named Martha received and welcomed him into her house. How much you want me to read?
Let's just read till 42.
And she had a sister named Mary who seated herself at the Lord's feet and was listening to his teaching. That's where I'd be too. But Martha, overly occupied and too busy, was distracted with much serving. And she came up to him and said, Lord, is it nothing to you that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then. Doesn't that sound like sisters? Tell her then to help me to lend a hand and do her part along with me. But that sounds just like something kids would do. But the Lord replied to her by saying, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. There's need of only one or but a few things. Mary has chosen the good portion, that which is to her advantage, which shall not be taken away from her.
You know, I think it's in this Passion Translation, he says, I won't take it away. Because you realize Martha went to him wanting him to make Mary do something different. Yeah. And he's like, I won't take that away from her. And Satan can't take it away from her. But she chose the advantageous
thing. She
chose
the word.
She chose to sit at his feet and listen to what he had to say. Now, you know, there are things that we have to do. But he didn't correct her for serving. He corrected her. We talked about this the last time we were on the broadcast. He corrected her for her distraction, for her worries, for her care, mm-hmm. for her anxiety. I mean, she could have, you know, just forgot about fixing food and sat down. But she also could have served people the food or fixed the food with a different heart about it and could have been tuned in to him as she was working. We do have to work. There's work to be done. But it's how you do your work. Are you doing your work in the flesh? She's 100% totally in the flesh, doing her work there with Jesus in the room.
I think you have to manage to do both.
You do. You do. You have to manage that. And you have to serve, and the Word says, to serve as unto Him.
Yeah.
So she didn't even come to Jesus and say, Jesus, I know everybody has to be fed, but I want what you're giving. That's a priority to me. Jesus had an answer for that. But she didn't even go to Jesus wanting him to help her.
Yeah.
All she wanted was him to make her do something. And so
I'd say she got in a little strife.
Yeah. But you know what, Mom? That is the work of the flesh.
Yeah.
And whenever you strive, whenever you get into the flesh, whenever you do things, whether you're a boss, a parent, a child, a sister, a brother, when you deal with people through the work of the flesh, that's what's going to happen is troubles, hurt, hardship. But something has been deposited in us. And in that moment, he was depositing into Mary all that he could, you know, because he wasn't in her. He could just put his word in her. But my goodness, think about where we are. We have the Spirit of the living God deposited in us. So what happens when His Word comes in us? We can do anything.
Praise God.
We can do anything He tells us to do. But we do it from the place of the Spirit and at His feet, as opposed to focused on what you have to do and how you have to do it as a work of the flesh. So tomorrow I want to get into, you know, keep going into this oneness with Jesus. And I really, honestly, Mom, we're just going to go as we go and see where it leads us.
Sounds good. Kelly and I'll be right back.
The fruit of the Spirit is an active force that comes from oneness with God. Walking in this fruit is not dependent on your feelings. When you choose Jesus, yield freely and abandon self-life. You make the fruit of the Spirit your natural way of living. Let the Oneness with Jesus package open your eyes to a new way of living, free from fear. Included are 2 weeks of Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts with Gloria and Kelly Copeland on living a life free from fear and choosing faith over fear. And a 4-CD set by Gloria titled Fruit of the Spirit, The Foundation. Take the struggle out of being godly and learn to yield to God, with Him as your producer of fruit. Instead of you trying to achieve true godliness by your own effort, you can expect to live in health, life, and freedom. Now is the time to pursue oneness with love Himself, Jesus.
Live every day in the security of God's love for you. Request your free Oneness with Jesus package and discover the unbreakable connection you have with Jesus. Visit our website, kcm.org/TV special, or call toll free 800-600-7395 and ask for the Oneness with Jesus package. It's yours free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Offer good for 60 days.
The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Those are all great things
to have in your life. They make life worth living. These are spiritual forces that come out of our time in oneness with Jesus. As we abide in Him, He abides in us. Kelly, tell us what we have to help.
Well, we want to help bring these things out in your life. So we are offering free. All you have to do is let us know you want it. The broadcast 2 weeks that we did the last time, Mom, when we were talking about not focusing on anxiety and care, but focusing on Jesus. So we gave a lot of truths that led into what we're talking about now. And then also, Gloria Copeland, Queen of the Fruit of the Spirit, this series is called Spiritual Antioxidants, the Fruit of the Spirit. This is a foundation series and really good. 4 discs. It will really make an impact in your life. So you can walk in the fruit of the Spirit like my mom does.
Oh, Kelly, I'm honored you. You think so? Just because I didn't beat you when you were a child.
Well, you didn't do that, but you did discipline me. But
request your free package. Go to kcm.org. Father, we pray for all the people today listening. We plead the blood of Jesus over them. We believe for their protection and well-being in the name of Jesus. The blessing is working, and we take it. Amen. Hallelujah. Read the daily devotional from Faith to Faith. That'll help you every day. It'll give you good thoughts and inspire you. Let the truth of God's Word guide you every day.
Mom, can I interrupt?
This
is in this September 11th today. On September 11th, that daily devotional had been out, I don't know, years.
A few years, huh?
And you would think you wrote it after that. It was so right on about the things you choose and what you look at and the enemy. And
isn't that amazing?
It's so amazing. And today, you know, these things that we're talking about really will help. There are people probably still anxious over those things.
Because it's the, yeah.
That all of these materials help you overcome.
That's right. You know, if you don't keep your mind on the Word of God and you keep it on the cares of this world, you can expect to be upset about everything. So you got to make a switch. We'll see you tomorrow. This is Gloria and Kelly reminding you that
Jesus is Lord.
This week's Believer's Voice of Victory is available free on DVD, CD, or MP3 and MP4 downloads. Call 800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org/TV special and request your free copy. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. September 21st through 23rd, be empowered at Word Explosion in Columbia, South Carolina, with special benefits for veterans and military personnel. October 13th through 14th, join the Copelands at the Venezuela Victory Campaign at the Palacio de Eventos de Maracaibo in Maracaibo, Venezuela. November 9th through 11th, the Copelands invite you to the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, go to kcm.org/events.